Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Bum, bum, bum. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of Irish platforms. It's a scintillating, splendido, scintillating, splendiferous, scintillating, stupefying, crappy quiz. Every week we pit three of Team Off the Ball's sharpest minds up against each other in our no-holds-barred quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome tonight's contestants. Our first contestant tonight is swimming in the open water for the By Hook or By Crook triathlon next month, which is interesting because he's a man from the Midlands who didn't see an ocean until he was 30. He's going to become god of the sea, just like Poseidon. And by Poseidon, I mean the ship in the disaster movie where everyone gets wiped out by waves. Give it up for Adrian, breaker of chains, Barry.
Do you know the only reason that the quizmaster knows that is because they googled Poseidon and came up with an interesting result?
No, no, it's a disaster movie. It's a very famous disaster movie from the 70s, the original one.
Yeah, no, but there was a remake, wasn't there?
Was there? I don't know.
Whatever about all that bullshit. Happy birthday, Ger.
Thanks very much. In the middle seat tonight is the... It was yesterday. In the middle seat is the Ben Johnson of Team OTB, the Marion Jones of broadcasting. Success is a simple thing to him. You either win or you fail. Just because he's going to be up to his gills in EPO during next month's triathlon doesn't mean his success will be any less meaningful. This guy doesn't do second place. That is what sets him apart from his fellow Mayo people. Give it up for the Beast of Ballyhonest, Nathan Murphy.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure whether to take that as a compliment or you've insulted my people.
But a compliment.
I'll take the compliment. I'll take the compliment. Chair, I can't believe you didn't mention your birthday.
What? It was yesterday.
Would have dressed up in the bunny suit.
Anything to get you as a...
We got your present and everything.
A half-eaten bar of dark milk.
There you are for graphics. Woof.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
So why's your own chocolate?
Why don't he get clothes off? Were you the first OTB member to hit 41?
I would be the first to hit 42.
You're 42?
Yeah.
And I just add in, right, as a bit of a side production note, pulling the curtain back, the veil, etc., etc. When I said happy birthday, Jared, the production team outside were losing their by way of, oh my God, you've just blown the monstrous surprise that's upcoming. Honestly, Owen turned some shape of red, and that was it. A half-eaten bar of chocolate, that's your own chocolate to begin with, and that shitty song. That was it. Well, that was chronic.
There you go. Not bad for 25 seconds, I say.
I mean, not bad.
The bar was full when I think we proposed giving it to him, but then I was really hungry.
I think it was a suitably fitting tribute to a 42nd birthday, if I may be so bold. It's all ahead of you, lads. Our final contestant tonight has brought in a delicious-looking red velvet cake today for the office, but strangely, he's only offered slices to three people. First of all, he slid a slice onto the plate onto Nathan's desk and whispered, "Eat up, triathlon appointment." It was actually "Eat up, big boy," but go on. Then Joe was making his morning coffee earlier when this contestant snuck up behind him with a spoonful of cake and said, hey, triathlon appointment, want to try some of this delicious not poison cake? Open wide, here comes the airplane. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
HR getting involved, aren't they?
A little bit creepy.
A little bit, Daddy. Give it up for MasterChef Phil the Power Egan. What's the story, Phil?
I thought there was three people.
I know, he got bored.
There's three slices you only get for two.
Yeah, well, it was a long intro.
Somebody ate two
Dear
slices.
God.
Yeah, it's all gone.
What's the story?
It didn't win.
How far did you get?
I got marked out of 100, so I got 80 out of 100.
Oh!
Very good.
99 won.
Who made them?
What was it?
Neve Hassel.
What did she make?
Brownies.
What sort of brownies?
Brownies with chili and orange.
Oof. And any other stuff?
The stuff that you had that time in Amsterdam when you couldn't leave the toilet. That time you got stuck for an hour in the toilets in Amsterdam and everybody was banging on the door going, "Hey, Sal, what is wrong with you?"
Sure, if I'd known it was your birthday, I could have made you a cake.
Oh, thanks very much. When did you become a baker?
My wife is an avid baker. Loves baking. And like, I'm talking, has all the high-tech stuff in the kitchen. Oh, the recipe was there on the kitchen wall. I looked at it, I said, I didn't think I could do that.
Yeah.
And I gave it a crack.
Very good, and it worked out really well.
Not bad, no. Not bad. I mean, it's got a lot of airtime, this cake. So I'm glad it was all eaten and it wasn't just left in a corner.
Were there any gluten-free goodies?
There was gluten-free goodies upstairs, yeah.
Was there?
Yeah. All gone, though.
Did I miss the email or something?
Yeah, I mean, well...
If you check your emails to begin with, that would...
Hey, that's bad. Come here, you are into fitness.
Yeah.
How does this tally with living with a baker? Because if I lived with a baker, I would be even fatter than I already am.
Well... See, my wife bakes a lot, but it's for, like, she's a school teacher, so she brings the cakes into school, whether it's for the class or the staff. Like, a lot of the time, she has to hide things from me, because I do have a sweet tooth, even though, like, say there's, like, Kinder Bueno's.
My wife hid the food from me.
There's Kinder Bueno's in the cupboard, and there's other things, and I might start eating, but I don't realise they're actually ingredients for a cake that she's planning to make.
Okay.
So a lot of the things...
Well, listen, I find if anybody leaves Kinder Buenos around the house, they're asking for trouble.
Yeah, well, that's what I think.
One, my wife made banana bread last night.
Especially your children.
I actually haven't had any of it yet, but the smell of baking when you come in the door, it's like something out of a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know, the waft of, like, the pie that sort of wafts
out
of the...
Banana bread is beautiful.
Jesus.
As ever, the format today is the classic crappy quiz, the four questions each.
I haven't eaten it yet. Could be horrible.
After four rounds.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be lovely. I'm just saying, there are options. It'll be delicious. It'll be absolutely the finest banana bread that's ever been made.
Well, it's going to cut that. Adrian says his wife's banana bread could be disgusting.
Does it make her snore?
After four rounds, that's a Dadcast joke, which subscribers to the Dadcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast will get.
What are you doing to me?
After four rounds, trivia equivalent, taking every game into Combs, aka the rapid fire round. We're going to skip all this bit. No post today. Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, off the wall towers, Mark Coney House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2 is the address that you want to send that to. And rate this on iTunes. Leave us comments. Ask us questions on iTunes and we'll pick them
up. Nobody rates things on iTunes there. Come on.
It's like one of the most interactive things. On,
do they?
Yeah.
Do you rate stuff on iTunes?
Stuff, our stuff, all the time.
Why do you think the people do that all the time?
One out of five for certain others.
It helps with discovery. It helps. Like it really. Their algorithm is such that if you rate stuff on iTunes, it's really helpful. So get on over to iTunes and tell us the truth.
Rate five
out of five. Question one for you, Adrian. Leinster have now lost their first final in the Heineken Cup. But can you tell me who's lost the most? Who's the losingest? It's not even a word, but who is the biggest loser?
Loser. Toggling between two. I'm going to go with Leicester.
Not bad. Who was the other one?
Claremont O'Vern.
I might have said Munster, actually, but...
Oh, you should have gone Munster just for the, like,
trolling.
Come on. Leicester or Claremont are the correct answers. Munster, I think, only lost two. Or was it just one? No, it was two. Northampton and Leicester, funny enough.
Where do I give the five stars?
See where the stars are?
Yeah.
Press the stars.
No, go into more...
Well, this is great radio, lads.
I'm just explain it, because the listeners are also
I think you have to subscribe before you go into it.
Okay, I've
subscribed. You're not even subscribed to the crappy quiz.
Jesus, Nathan. Well, we create all this amazing free content, and you're not even subscribed to it. So you go onto iTunes, and you hit subscribe.
So everybody, walk with us now as you're listening.
Oh, wait. Tap to rate. Five stars.
Yay.
Thanks for your feedback.
Straight in.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, question one for you, Nathan.
Five stars. You give it three stars, but everything else is five stars. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Of all the USPGA championship winners ever,
Jesus,
who shot the lowest score to par? A hint, it happened this century. Look down the barrel of the lens there, Nathan.
Yeah, not a JP whose soul is stroking his
It's going to steal your soul. Go on, frighten the viewers, especially the ones with small children. Did you not breach GDPR when you were filming that poor girl, that poor child, when she was unaware of it?
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
This was a joke I was going to make at the 11 o'clock this morning. And I was like, will everybody get it?
I don't get it.
What are you talking about?
Mo Salah's daughter.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You did.
Do they have GDPR in Britain?
Not in about like 8 weeks' time, whenever they finally manage Brexit. So.
Ah, USPGA low score. Like, the obvious one is Rory or Tiger. Rory.
No.
Jason Day.
Jason Day. Minus 20. 2015.
It's going to go for Jason Day. Wouldn't it just go for Jason Day?
I don't know. I mean, you weren't going to go for him. You said the obvious one is either Rory or Tiger.
This is typical Nathan now. He gives me three answers.
Yeah, and you get none of them.
Ultimately, if one of them is right, he's like, oh, I knew that.
We should deduct points. We should definitely have a minus points for... Yeah. Question one for you, Phil. There was a three-way tie for the Golden Boot this season in the Premier League, but one man stood alone at the top of the all-important assists chart. Who was it?
Was it Hazard?
Correct.
Come on! I mean, couldn't be any easier.
It was pretty easy.
Premier League presenter.
Assists aren't a thing, lads.
They're well.
They aren't. Like.
Golf Weekly presenter. Well, good shout.
Yeah.
Of something that happened. Of something that happened 3 or 4 years ago.
Paris Court, is that what you're saying?
JP's doing so much talking. Yeah, that's right. He's not actually on the radio.
We've had this personal deal with Paris Court that we're like
JP.
Not piggybacking on. That's
JP.
Right. All right, okay. Round two. There are, of course, other great golf courses out there.
No, but Paris Court's the best.
The great players always make great managers. Round. After the success of Frank Lampard in his first season as a football manager, this round will test your knowledge of the great players who have become great managers, not featuring Roy Keane. Question two for you, Adrian. Three people who've won the FIFA World Cup as a player and a manager. Three people have won the FIFA World Cup as a player and a manager.
Name one.
Name two.
Didier Deschamps.
Deschamps.
And...
Yes, it is a typo. Where is he? Where's the quizmaster? I'm fairly sure I know it.
Jürgen Klinsmann.
No, Jürgen Klinsmann did not win as a manager. But I think you're in the right country.
Oh, nothing wrong. I don't know what happened.
Franz Beckenbauer.
I think you're in the right country. Yeah. I was going to say the right company, and then I just say country, and there you go.
And who was the other one?
Are we still on the air? Mario Zagallo. I would have taken Mario Zagallo.
You would have done, but you wouldn't have got it.
Question two for you, Nathan. Name the last Ryder Cup winning captain that has managed to win at least three majors in their playing career.
It's a far easier question.
Of course, Padraig Harrington will be the answer after he wins the...
The last Ryder Cup winning captain.
Yes. Needs to have won as a Ryder Cup captain and have at least three majors. So McGinley's out. Monty's out.
Yeah, I'm just... The last ball went two or three. He has two Masters. Did he win something else?
Golf Weekly presenter, you'd know how many Lazabal has. Well, Lazabal, by the way.
The golden era. Golden era.
Jose, as I called him that time when
we were playing golf.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
As opposed to Jose Maria.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Did he correct you?
No.
That's not Molly. No?
Yeah, he's very nice that day, wasn't he?
Lovely.
He was grand. He was grand.
His game had gone.
He was looking at us as like, ah, oh, Jesus Christ, how did I get stuck with you pookies?
Well,
none of you can hit the ball off the tee. What's going on? What did I do? I've come to the Irish Open and I'm playing with you.
It's a good day out.
All Athabal. Only one, two.
Well, your man with the flat shoes from America. The sneakers.
No. Uh-huh.
What's his name?
You were in the right country.
Seve.
Seve Ballesteros, 1997. Four majors.
Zero from two on two golf questions.
I know. Oof. There'll be no complaining done tonight. Wait.
Specialist topic.
Question two for you, Phil. We're turning the tables for you here. Can you name the last manager of an All-Ireland winning team in football that has never won a senior inter-county All-Ireland as a player?
It's a good question, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, do it out loud. Do the thinking out loud. Tell us.
Mickey Hart.
Pat O'Shea?
Jack O'Connor. 109. Mickey Hart hasn't won since 08. Adrian won. Phil won. Nathan nil.
And have you had two golf questions so far? Oh, you have, yeah.
Round three, the cup finals.
Incredibly difficult golf questions.
Can you name the last team, Adrian, to appear in an FA Cup final while residing outside of the country's top tier in the league?
What was the question?
Who was the last team to appear in an FA Cup final who weren't in the top tier of the league?
Was
which is
it
the Premier League, as you also know it.
Was it Birmingham City? Wigan?
I'm thinking Cardiff.
Wigan were there. Cardiff's correct.
Cardiff.
Birmingham were...
Captained by Stephen McPhail, were they?
Yeah. Yeah. Birmingham were in the...
League Cup
final.
Yeah. Not bad. I like your thinking, but wrong. Mm. Question three for you, Nathan. Can you name the last team to win an FA Cup final while residing outside of the country's top tier in the league?
Another one of his specialist topics, by the way.
Coventry?
Coventry win the old first division when they did it. No, West Ham. The Trevor Brooking team, was it? 79-80? Beating Arsenal.
Specialist topic.
Yeah, good Arsenal side at that time.
Was it all specialist topic?
No, they're not.
Question three for you, Phil. Who won the last FA Cup final played at the Millennium Stadium?
Liverpool.
Correct.
The West Ham one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
06.
The Stevie G one.
The Stevie G one. The Paul Konchesky one.
Was it a Paul Konchesky derby or was he playing for Liverpool at that
time? He was playing for a while. He tried to cross the ball and went in over Reina.
Oh, right.
He definitely didn't mean it.
Okay, so round four is the magic free... Going to start that one again. The fun free magic number round. Contestants will get 3 points for getting the number correct. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust will get 2 points. The second closest gets a single point. Again, I'm going to state we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper. I'm also going to have to ask you for your pens once the music ends. If you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of Spanish managers currently managing in the Premier League. Plus... the number of Premier League winners' medals that Roy Keane has. Plus, the number of majors won so far by Brooks Koepka, not including this one. Plus, the number of NBA championships won so far by Steph Curry. Your 30 seconds will expire when Frank Sinatra bumbles his way through Bright Shiny Beats. Doobie-doo. Doobie-doo-doo. Bubbles,
bubbles,
bangles,
hear how they jingle-lingle, bubbles, bangles, bright shiny.
What is the total number, Phil?
I went for 12.
You're not bust.
16.
Not bust.
16.
Not bust. 17 is the correct answer. Oof. Not bust, but kind of chicken, chicken shit. Deleted one, didn't you? You did one.
I took some vague guesses at some of them, I won't lie to you.
The number of Spanish managers currently in the Premier League: Unai Emery, Rafa, Javi Garcia,
Pep.
I had three.
Yeah, I forgot about Rafa.
Did you?
Rafa, yeah.
Ah, lads. But
he might be there in a week's time.
He's there now, though. He probably will be, won't he?
He should be. I hope he is.
The number of Premier League winners' medals Roy Keane has?
Six.
Six.
Seven is the correct answer.
Oof.
The number of majors won so far by Brooks Koepka?
Three.
Four.
Three is correct. Plus the number of NBA championships won so far by Steph Curry? Three is the correct answer.
Three.
Four.
This is the one question that I really hadn't a bog about.
So we get two each, do we?
Adrian, three. Nathan, two. Phil, three. So 3-3-2.
How's Phil on three?
I have two questions right. Three questions right, Stephen.
Does he get a point?
No.
No, he doesn't. No, no, no. Only two people can get. Only two people can get awarded points.
No.
We both get 2 points. He gets zero.
He gets zero.
I thought you got a point for turning it up.
I mean, we should split your points instead of both giving you two.
No, we were joint closest.
They were joints.
No,
he's third. You can't be second in a race of three when there's two ahead of you. There are two people ahead of him.
Yeah, well, exactly. We both take the 2 points. Let's move
JP,
on.
You can't hear on
fair
there.
Fair point going on.
He's arguing how many points that everybody should get. And he's making the point that they should get 2 points each and that Phil should get a point for finishing second. But he didn't. He finished third because there's only three people. But actually, it's a good point JP raises about them both getting 2 points. Correct. They should not both get 2 points. That point should be split and it should be a point each.
No, it's two points each.
So that's what we're going to do.
Well, no, we're
that's
not.
That's ridiculous.
Under no circumstances are we doing that.
Yeah. Adrian on two,
no.
Nathan on one, Phil on two.
Absolutely not.
No, yes. That's bullshit. That's just like, no.
No, you can't, you have to
You've
share
You've just changed, shifted the rules mid swing here, whatever.
Exactly.
There should be 1.5.
1.5.
So there's 3 points on offer in this round. Yes?
It should actually be two each.
There's always 3 points on offer, so 1.5. Either one person
1.5.
gets three.
1.5
each, okay.
Yeah, that's bollocks. Sorry.
Yeah, no, he's right. There's 3 points in offer. We can't add an extra point into it. That would be chaos.
Making up the rules as we go along.
What's the score?
2.5. I'm on 2.5.
I'm on 1.5.
2.5 for Adrian.
1.5
for Nathan.
I'm on 2.
And 2 for Phil. So there will be no draw tonight, lads, unless Nathan and Adrian draw. So the order is Adrian, Phil, Nathan. That's correct.
Shambles.
Our winner tonight knows he can't defend the lead.
Shambles. Well, I mean, you could easily argue that I can't come from behind either, so.
Yeah, the following script was written by a millennial. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Adrian Wisos from the Adrian Rooneys. It's the no theme in particular, ridiculously easy rapid fire round.
Who's Adrian Rooney?
Who's the other guy?
Who are any of these people?
Do we know? Does anybody know?
No idea.
Literally anybody?
Adrian Rabiot, footballer.
No, Y-W-I-S-E-A-U-S. Wisos? I mean, this is like, this is the bit where...
Is this the guy that got the buzzer beater in the NBA there during the week?
Not Tommy Wiso and Tommy Rooney.
This is awful.
Who's Adrian Rooney?
We need to get JP's mic.
I know the room. It's had a second life because the internet now thinks it's funny, even though, like, you know.
If only right. JP had a mic that you could actually hear, this would have been an infinitely better slot.
Do you know what happened? You were a late sub in for...
Well, it was actually... I mean, how late was the planning for this? Normally happens immediately before I got
Adrian
a text
was a late
yesterday.
Sub in for Tommy. There was a control A, control H, replace all for Adrian and Tommy. And Tommy Rooney's from the Tommy Wiseau. I get it now.
Grant.
I'm like, who is Adrian? Okay, right. Well, that was crap. The score you get in this round is going to be added to your score in the previous round. There will be 40 seconds for everybody to answer from the same set of questions. We're going to start with the highest number of points and on to the person in second, on to the person in last. If you get a question correct, I keep asking you. If you get one wrong, you get deducted a point and we move on. Your time starts with a Kevin Kilbane. Lions, Barry's, PG Tips, Tetley's.
Lions, Barry's, PG Tips, Tetley's.
Donald Trump awarded Tiger Woods which medal last week?
Freedom.
Correct.
Something.
Presidential Medal of Freedom. Yeah. Where will the Europa League final take place?
Madrid.
Baku. Name the Dublin hurling selector banned for 4 weeks for catching a ball against Kilkenny.
Greg Kennedy.
Who's the Aston Villa manager?
Dean Smith.
Which side is second in La Liga?
Atletico Madrid.
How many red cards were there in the Leeds Derby playoff second leg?
2.
What was the aggregate score in that game across the two legs?
4-3.
Who was the Leinster's captain last Saturday?
Johnny Sexton.
In what US state would you find Bethpage Black?
New York.
Kawhi Leonard plays for what NBA team?
The Toronto.
In what year did Donegal last win in All Ireland?
I'm sorry. Sorry. Even in terms of the crappy quiz. Even in terms of the crappy quiz, this is a load of absolute nonsense. If I got the 2 points, which I should have, I would have gone second.
Would you ever at the end of one of these quizzes go, I've been outdone by the better man?
Phil, I never got to go.
Well done.
I never got to go.
You never got to go because you were last.
No,
you got two points. Your specialist topics for three questions in regulation play.
No.
And you missed the button.
No. Let me taste your tea, Scott Tenneman.
I've got 2 points.
Let me taste your sweet salty tea, Scott Tenneman.
2 points.
I don't know what's happening. Radio listeners, I don't know what's happening there.
He wouldn't have even got to go second, and I'd be sitting here as the winner. Bullshit.
Also, you're assuming that you've got all those questions.
I would have got all of them. They were simple.
Well, we've got a special guest coming your way, Racing with Megan Nichols, up next.